Indian External Affairs Minister Drive S. Jaishankar lambasted the Hungarian-American global financier and political puppeteer, George Soros, by calling him out as an old, rich, opinionated person sitting in New York who still thinks his views should determine how the world works. EAM Jaishankar also added that Soros employs and invests in resources that shape the narrative, which is dangerous. He stated that, people like him think an election is good if the person they want to see wins, and if the election throws up a different outcome, then they will say it is a flawed democracy, and the beauty is that all this is done under the pretense of advocacy of open society. Jaishankar said Soros' comments were typical of a Euro-Atlantic view. He also pointed out that there was a debate and conversation that we must have on democracy, including whose values defined democracy as the world rebalanced and became less Euro-Atlantic. This is a befitting response to George Soros' speech at the 2023 Munich Security Conference, predicting that the business troubles of business tycoon Gautam Adani will weaken PM Modi. The man who is largely ill-famous for the near collapse of the Bank of England, the declared economic war criminal Soros, has launched a full-fledged attack on Indian sovereignty through his misguided toolkit and fabricated agenda, which has served the purpose of anti-India elements. The highly contentious statement by Soros stating, opening the door to a democratic revival, has seriously threatened the very sacred principle of democracy and sovereignty. Suppose there is no democracy in India, according to Soros. In that case, the non-BJP governments in the states of Delhi, Punjab, West Bengal, Telangana, etc., should ponder whether they won the elections democratically or what? Soros said PM Modi would have to answer questions from foreign investors and parliament on allegations of fraud and stock manipulation at Adani's industrial empire. Soros claimed that PM Modi and business tycoon Adani are close allies and that their fate is intertwined. Not a new face to controversies, George Soros has in the past also labeled the Indian state as anti-Muslim by planning to strip millions of Muslims of citizenship, referring to the Citizenship Amendment Act. However, no such activity happened. The comment by Soros at the Munich Conference 2023 has drawn a strong rebuttal from the leaders of the ruling BJP in India. Union Minister Smriti Irani called it a declaration to destroy India's democratic processes. Senile, Soros is quintessentially Schadenfreude and always has bet on disasters and against non-Western regimes. His foundation, the Open Society Foundation, regularly invests huge amounts and influence in such rebellion-inciting narratives. However, it looks like the odds are staked heavily against him, as PM Modi is well-placed with his electorate.